Dr. Kapinski dictating a male IME on George Feeney, F-E-E-N-E-Y. George Feeney is a 57-year-old male who reports he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 10-14-21. Apparently, he was the restrained driver of a tractor-trailer. Apparently, he hit a car that was hit by another truck. Apparently, he was traveling 65 miles per hour upon impact. Apparently, his head hit the window, and he jammed his left elbow into the armrest. Pretty states his shoulder pulled across his body. Pretty believes he injured his head, shoulder, and elbow, but did not go to the emergency room the same day. Pretty, this accident took place in Pennsylvania. Pretty, no ambulance was called. Pretty took himself to Concentra after his boss told him to come back to New Jersey. Period. He ultimately underwent surgery on the left shoulder, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. Just that section is normal. And underline this, he denies any previous injuries or problems with the left shoulder, notwithstanding documentation that will show this was the case. Period. New paragraph. As per the claim petition, Mr. Feeney alleged from the accident he sustained a concussion, comma, left shoulder injury with surgery on 3/11/22 and left elbow injury. Pair treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 10/15/21 with head and left elbow soreness. Period, he had a history of back surgery, knee surgery, and shoulder surgery. Period, he reported being the restrained driver of a double tractor trailer on a two-lane highway in Pennsylvania. Period, a trailer ahead of him on the highway hit another vehicle, causing it to spin around on the highway, resulting in the hit vehicle facing ongoing traffic in the fast lane. Period, Mr. Feeney was driving in the right lane and transferred to the left lane to go around a slow-moving car. Period, then he got back in the right lane and later moved to the left lane again to avoid debris slash something in the lane concerning to him, and a few seconds later he struck the vehicle that was hit prior. Common now facing ongoing traffic in the left lane. Period. His trailer did not flip over. Period. He reports it was foggy outside and the vehicle that was hit did not have its lights on. Period. He reported upon impact his head hit against the driver's window with no loss of consciousness. Period. He hit his left hit and jammed his left elbow against the driver's armrest. Period. The vehicle he hit had the driver trapped in the car and then was hit five additional times by other cars on the highway. Period. That driver kicked the door open and got out. Period. Mr. Feeney and others on the highway got out to check on the driver that was hit. Period. However, he appeared fine. Period. Dr. Quash, Q-U-A-S-H, evaluated Mr. Feeney, including x-rays of the left elbow. Pretty diagnosed head trauma, comma, motor vehicle accident, injuring restrained driver, comma, concussion without loss of consciousness, comma, and left elbow contusion. Pretty placed Mr. Feeney in an arm sling and advised cold compresses and activity modification. Pretty also directed the petitioner to go to the emergency room for a CAT scan of his head. Period. He declined EMS transport to the hospital. period. New paragraph. He was seen at the emergency room by Dr. Trattner, T-R-A-T-T-N-E-R, that same day. Period. He added that he vomited once the previous day and felt tired today after the work accident. Period. They performed an evaluation that included a CAT scan of the head and cervical spine that were unremarkable. Period. He was diagnosed with head injury and post-concussion syndrome following a motor vehicle accident. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Feeney returned to Concentra and on 10-18-21 reported they were awaiting the results of the CAT scan of the head. Period. He had some improvement in his symptoms and was cleared to return to work in a modified duty capacity. Period. At the visit of 10-25-21, he complained of eye pain and increased headaches when looking at the sun or bright lights. Period. He also had an episode of blood coming from his nose over the weekend. Period. He still had left elbow tenderness with pain traveling to the shoulder as well as mild neck soreness. Period. He was not working due to lack of light duty. Period. A course of physical therapy was then ordered. Period. He followed up here through 11-1-21. When he was prescribed ondansetron for nausea and referred to a neuropsychologist for further evaluation. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo neuropsychological evaluation with Dr. Prince on 11-16-21. Period. He reviewed the course of history to date. Period. He confirmed he had never lost consciousness, nor was he dazed. Period. He did not have any change in his memory or thinking. Period. There was no fear or anxiety. Period. The police came and he drove with the tow truck back to his station. Period. The safety director then told him to go to occupational health. Period. He did throw up and then went to bed after seeing occupational health. Period. He was not dizzy, confused, lightheaded, and there was nothing wrong with his hearing, vision, balance, or memory or thinking. Period. Dr. Prince elicited a detailed additional history from the examinee, who did so without difficulty. Period. He diagnosed rule-out somatoform disorder and psychological factors affecting medical-pain condition. Period. He concluded there were no concussive / neurocognitive / memory or mental health / psychological impediments to full-time unrestricted work return / work functioning. Period. No additional testing or treatment was currently indicated or necessary from a neuropsychological or mental health point of view. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Feeney was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Chen, C-H-E-N, on 11-17-21. Period. He elicited a history relative to the subject event. Period. He also ascertained Mr. Feeney had prior bilateral shoulder arthroscopy and right elbow calcium excision. Period. He recalls possible left shoulder impingement 20 years earlier. Period. He had also undergone L5-S1 spine surgery and right ankle surgery. Period. Exam of the left shoulder revealed 3 well-healed old arthroscopic portals. Period. There was minor reduction in range of motion, but he had intact strength. Period. There were positive supraspinatus tests of the biceps area, comma internal rotation stress test of the biceps area, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He completed an evaluation, and that included x-rays of the shoulder. Period. They showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. Evidence of prior acromioplasty was performed. Period. Dr. Chen diagnosed him with left shoulder rotator cuff strain and left elbow medial epicondylitis with contusion of the elbow. Period. He recommended initiation of therapy. Period. If he remains symptomatic, they would probably do an MR arthrogram. Period. At the visit of 12/3/21, Mr. Feeney wished to return to full duty and would modify his activities. Period. He was then referred for MR arthrogram of the left shoulder and continued therapy. Period. The MRI was done on 12/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 1/10/22, Dr. Chen reviewed these results with him. Pretty also noted the results of a prior left shoulder MRI done on 12/27/21, both of which will be inserted here as marked. Period. He explained the new MRI showed evidence of labral tearing with medialization of the anterior labrum. Period. Therefore, his current shoulder instability complaints are likely either subacute versus subacute on chronic. Period. He continued on physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period. On 3/11/22, Dr. Chen performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively with additional physical therapy. Period. He continued to see Dr. Chen through 9/27/22. Period. At that time, Mr. Feeney reported his symptoms slightly improved again. Period. He had not been in therapy due to COVID-19, but was doing a home exercise program. Period. Exam found range of motion similar to that detected at the outset and similar to that found on the right shoulder. Period. He had negative provocative maneuvers. Period. Dr. Chen discharged him from care to work in a full duty status. Period. New paragraph. It should be noted that the left shoulder MR arthrogram on 12/27/21 was compared to an earlier MRI of 2/1/17. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. We are also in receipt of the report of the earlier shoulder MRI from 2/1/17 that will be inserted here. Period. His last documented visit with Rehab Excellence Center was on 8/29/22. Period. Reported shoulder was still sore. Period. He spoke with the case manager who told him they may have to take a picture of the shoulder. Pretty also stated he had to reschedule his physician appointment for 9/13/22. Pretty tried to hook up a trailer of his friend's to see how he could do, and, quote, there was no way I could do it. Period, I guess I am going to have to go back to work this way, and if I re-injure it, it will be on them. Period. End quote. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular physique. Period, head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, normal. Extremities, upper inspection revealed healed portal scars at the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were 170 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12, but on the right was to T10. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded 5+/5 strength in the right upper extremity and 5/5 in the left. Period. Had moderate tenderness palpation at the anterior left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal. He complained of tenderness with virtually every provocative maneuver, including near, Jurgensen's, Hawkins, apprehension, empty can, cross-arm reduction, and speeds test. Period. Interestingly, he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver, suggestive of symptom magnification. Period. He had negative drop arm and Apley scratch test. Period. These maneuvers were all negative on the right. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral inspection revealed a decreased claudata curve, and a midline 4-inch healed scar consistent with his surgery. Period. He also had an anterior surgical scar from that approach. Period. I'm going to leave out the sitting at your punch straight leg raise maneuvers here. Impressions. On 10/14/21, George Feeney was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision while driving his tractor trailer. Period. He returned to his station in New Jersey and then was seen at Concentra on 10/15/21. Period. They performed x-rays of the left elbow and referred him to the emergency room for a CAT scan of the head. But he was seen at the emergency room that same day, where this study was unremarkable. Period. As I recall, he may have also had a CAT scan of the cervical spine to be inserted here. He was then treated and released. Period. He followed up at Concentra and also came under the, also had a neuropsychological evaluation by Dr. Prince on 11/16/21. Period. He gave a diagnosis of possible somatoform disorder, which would have been, might have been a harbinger of Mr. Feeney's subsequent assertions. Period. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Chen and underwent an MR arthrogram of the left shoulder on 12/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. He remained symptomatic despite physical therapy and on 3/11/22 underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had additional therapy postoperatively. Period. He made some unusual remarks at the end of physical therapy. Period. The petitioner previously injured his left shoulder and underwent an MRI on it, as well as surgery. Period. However, he denies any previous injuries or problems with the left shoulder currently. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Brady complained of tenderness with virtually every provocative maneuver at the left shoulder, suggestive of symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability at the left shoulder relative to the event of 10/14/21. Brady, this may have been impacted by prior injury and surgery to the same shoulder. It appears there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head or left elbow. Period. He appears to have made an excellent functional recovery. Period, however, for unexplained reasons, he is not currently working. Period, he had already returned to work in a full duty capacity with the insured and was still working with them. Period. End.